Hey, you okay? No, I know you put up a strong face for the sake of things, but now that it's all over, you don't need to keep doing it, you know? Alright, just know that you don't need to fake anything. It's just little old me, you know? It was a lovely service. Yeah, it was. Uncle looked... well, he looked content there. Mm-hmm. And your eulogy for him was really heartwarming. You know, Pop sending you that specially carved club to bury with him maybe seemed a bit excessive. But... you know, he's not that good with these kind of things. But, you know, even he was trying his best not to tear up. Sorry, it's just... I don't really know what to say in this situation. Well, yeah, I mean... I know it won't bring Uncle back, but you don't need to be so angry at me when I'm just trying to... No, no. Hey, don't be like that. Stop hitting the wall. Shh, shh. Come here, come here, come here. It's okay. I know it hurts. I know it hurts. I miss him too. So much. Of course I miss him too, idiot. You think I call him uncle just for shits and giggles? Oni are always serious about family. Blood or adoptive, it doesn't matter to us. Even if we were just neighbors, my folks cared about you and your uncle too. Don't ever forget that, okay? Good. There you go. Good boy. It's okay to cry, you know? So, just let it out. Look, why don't you just lay down? Lay your head in my lap. And just get comfortable for a while. They'll be here, you know? You've been doing so much. Just trying to be strong for him. Right until he passed. So now it's my turn. Just let me be strong for you, okay? You're not on your own anymore. You already went through all the hard parts all alone, trying to help him when he got sick, exhausting every option the docs had. Hell, even dealing with those cutthroat doll hand funeral homeowners. Sorry. Bad joke. I figured it would help ease things a little bit. Sorry. No. Hun, stop talking like that. You're not alone. Just because your mom left you after you were born, and it was just you and Uncle, it doesn't mean you're worthless. You're not worthless. Do you hear me? You are not worthless. Uncle didn't leave you. When has he acted like he would ever do that to you? It was just his time. I know it's not fair. It's never fair. But I'm here though, and I'm not planning on leaving you. Okay? I promise. I promise. Hey, seriously, look at me. Uncle asked me to look out for you, and I intend to keep that promise. Yes, even if he's gone. No, I don't care if you become a total wreck. I'll always be here for you. Okay. Okay. how about we just get drunk and think of the better times instead of the bad times? Good idea, right? Awesome. Okay, so where is the booze? Cabinet in the office. Huh. Okay, on it. Just wait here and get comfortable. And I'm sure you're probably sick of wearing that monkey suit. Even though you've always looked cute when you wore your suit. Ah, nothing. booze. Right. Coming right up. Hey, what do you feel like chugging? There's a lot of options here. The strongest thing, huh? Got it. Oh! Whoa! Holy crap! Nothing. It's just the sake my dad gave your dad as a welcome to the neighborhood gift is still in here. Oh, we are definitely drinking this. This stuff has got to be even more powerful with age. Oof. Okay. Uncle really hasn't moved this in all this time. And let's get the cups and... These are here too. Uncle, you really kept these. We were still just dumb kids, and yet you kept our old Dharma. You big softy. You really did care about me, even though I'm an Oni. Damn it. Damn it. Don't cry. Don't cry. You're supposed to be the big sis for him, after all. Just the big sis. That's all I'm meant for. I'm sorry, Uncle. I wish, before he left, I could have told him how I felt about him. Like you said I should, but... No time to be selfish. Hey, sorry for the wait. Things were a little dusty and I just ended up seeing some old knickknacks that got me distracted, you know? Look what I got. Here. Yours and mine. So, to what do we toast to? Moving forward, eh? Yeah, sure, I can get behind that one. Alright then, to moving forward. Kanpai! Oof. Oof. That, my friend, is some grade A good old onisake. Pops wasn't kidding when he said the stuff is more tasty with age. The burn's so good my nostrils have been singed. Come on, dude. You can't call that a shot. It wasn't even a big one and you're already gagging. Well, I mean, if I remember correctly, back in sophomore year, when we snuck to the Greek party, you really pounded away the vodka like it was nothing. Oh, is that a challenge, my good sir? Sure. Bring it on. Oh, come on, you can do it. Drink. Come on, you can do it. Gulp all of it down. You know, there's more bottles in that cabinet there. I think we should keep going for a while. I mean, unless you can't hold your booze. But knowing you, I'm sure you'll be fine. Okay. Do you remember that first month? The first month after you and Uncle moved in, you were so damn curious about me and my parents' horns. And then we at the barbecue. Oh god, that was so embarrassing. You and I snuck away to the woods. And then you asked me, how do I get horns like yours? And I then said, oh, Papa says human boys have horns under their tummies. And then, like a fucking dumbass, you dropped your trousers and showed me your twig and berries. No, don't you turn fucking red right now. Cause you made it worse. Because then you asked, why doesn't mine glow like the ones on your dad's head? I swear, I was laughing so hard, I think that's actually how Uncle found us. He saw you and he was all like, boy, what the hell are you doing? Why are you doing that to a lady? And you looked at him all innocently and just said, I'm just trying to find out if Keika can make my horn glow. Oh, man. Uncle gave you such a spanking. You couldn't sit riding the bus for days. And you know what? When I told my old man about it, he was just laughing his ass off and offered Uncle his club. Oh, man. Those were fun times. Oh boy. Man, it gets so hot after drinking some good sake. I gotta air myself out of this friggin' thing. Sorry. What? What are you looking at? Wait, for real? You've never seen me wear a kimono. Well, now that you mention it, I suppose you're right. You missed my sweet 16 after all. I had to wear one then too. It didn't look too well. I like this one more. Fits better, you know. Well. Pops is kind of old school with some of the Oni traditions. He's still trying to adapt to modern human standards, in a way. He certainly had no problem adapting to the football fan life, though. Especially when he and Uncle could argue over their teams. Ah. I remember how they always got so damn heated in those arguments. Always arguing over who deserved the Super Bowl ring to the point my dad was willing to challenge Uncle to a damn club fight. Big freaking idiots. But, you know, lovable idiots. Huh? Oh, seriously, hon, you don't need to apologize for missing my birthday that one time. I know it was because Uncle was starting to get sick by then. And I know full well you were doing your best to work and keep things afloat. Yeah, hospital bills are costly. Besides, you made up for it when we had a blasted homecoming. That bonfire after party was the absolute tits. Hey, shut up, you big moron. I wouldn't have even gone if it wasn't you who asked. I mean, most humans were dicks to me in high school. And, of course, when puberty hit, my horns went all hellboy. You were the only one who didn't look at me like I was gonna club them over the head. Yeah. Either way, you had it hard enough working through university. And still trying to take care of Uncle in between. You really didn't need to take time out of what little you had left just for me when I felt like an extra burden. Forget it. Getting on the SAT train again. Time for another shot, I think. Burn. God, that's good stuff. Thanks, Uncle, for keeping it. And the daddy. Never mind. What? It's nothing. It's just had a thought and stupid. Shouldn't be bringing up stuff that doesn't matter anymore. Not after these shots. No, I told you it's not. Stop it, you shit. You know I'm. God damn it. You know I'm ticklish. Stop. Stop. Fucking. God damn it. Okay. You absolute asshole. Ugh, cheater. Fine. Anyway. Well, when I was getting the sake, I found something else. Don't you dare. Okay, fine. I'll go get him. Fine. Just no more tickles. Yeah, just give me a second. Ugh. And a stretch. Yeah, no. Okay, fine. I'm going. I'm going. Yeah, hold on there. Hold, just wait. Fine. Remember these? No, dumbass. It's not one of those Russian dolls inside a doll. These are Daruma. Maha, see? Now you remember. Yeah. Daruma. So, since we're going down memory lane anyways, do you remember what you wished for when you painted the first eye of yours? Oh, come on. Tell me. Yes, I can tell just by looking at your face that you still know what you wished for. Now tell me. Yeah, I know it was when we were like in what, grade school? Come on, give it up. Tell me. Wait. Really? Really? Learn how to get horns like me. Christ, you really were so obsessed with my horns, even after the whole pants incident. Welp. Kudos for having your priorities straight, I suppose. I'm guessing you never did figure out how to do it, huh? Yeah, once you finally accepted humans can get horns like Oni. I guess you must have felt like when you found out Santa wasn't real. Oh, I'm sorry. Did it ruin your childhood again? Oh, fine. I'm sorry. Just teasing. what I wished for? remember when I made my wish? to me privately about it? Yeah, Uncle knew about my wish, cause, well, you see, my wish was, I didn't wanna... Ugh, fuck me, I need another to get this one out. Yep. No. You give me that. No, my... Yep. Mine. Ugh. Okay, so... My wish, it was, I didn't want to be just like a sister to you. What do you mean? What do you mean? Isn't it obvious? Look at me. I love you. I've always loved you. I've never cared that you were human. I just wanted to be a part of your life in any small way. And you and Uncle became part of my family, and it didn't matter to us what you were. That's why I never wanted to leave you. Why I didn't want you to go through all this alone. It's why I always smiled from ear to ear whenever we would hang out. Even when you were so busy or just totally exhausted. Knowing you'd be there for me, even if you were late, is why I was always able to tolerate wearing these old-timey kimonos. Or having to do some other boring tradition. And right now... It's because I love you that I refuse to let you say you have no one else now that Uncle's gone. It's why I want to help ease your sadness, and I hate that I couldn't tell you this while Uncle was still alive. He always kept telling me I shouldn't just keep it bottled up. Why I didn't tell you? Idiot. I was scared. Yeah. Even Oni gets scared. Even this big, scary, horned Oni. The one that always kicked other people's asses. Even they get afraid. But to think it was because of a human. I was scared of having my heart broken. Why? Really? Why? Well, because maybe you'd think I was just some monster, and that you could never see me as anything else. So, I just accepted that I'd be that stereotypical strong big sis for you, since I would rather be that than tell you how I feel and risk losing you. Risk having you reject me, or worse, say that a human could never ever love a monster like me. Yeah, I know humans and Debbies getting together are pretty common now, but that doesn't mean the stigma isn't still there. Doesn't help when Pops kept telling me all those stories of humans fighting Oni in the old days as bad time stories. Kind of an odd thing of him to do when we live here. Yeah, so I finally told you what my wish was, and how I... That was... well, worth the long wait. You slow idiot. Yeah. Yeah. I promise I won't leave you. Never. Hey, hon, come here. Give me those lips again. I can still taste the sake on your lips. It's so sweet to have you and that flavor mix. Hey, could you mind helping me out here a bit? The sash is kind of a bitch to get off. Yeah, that's feeling nice and loose. Thanks. Huh? What, the Tomoe and the Lotus on my shoulder? Oh, come on. Yeah, I got a few tattoos. They're just traditional designs. And they're important to bony tradition and stuff. You're unbelievable. T-turn and show 'em, huh? Sure, alright. No, it's nothing. It's just... It reminds me of the pants incident. Only this time I'm the one stripping, so it's kinda... It's kinda unexpected. Well, fine. Let me just get rid of this. And that one. So, yeah. This is me. Hey, easy there with kissing up my leg. Oh, licking along the lines of my garter tattoo as well, huh? Damn it. Your tongue feels so good on my thighs. Maybe I'll get a more intricate one, and you'll lick it more intensely next time, huh? Fuck. I never would have imagined this happening when I thought about telling you beforehand. I guess you're really into thighs, huh? Oh, fuck. Wait. I'm a little ticklish there. Oh. Shit. I'm definitely not ticklish there, hon. Just, fuck. Just lick and rub me through the shorts. Wait, hang on. Fuck. Warm. Hold on, let me just slide these off. I want to feel your tongue on me directly. Well, sorry, I didn't exactly count on this happening at any time, so... Sorry about the little strip down south. I think you'll like it. Well, I'm glad you think it's cute. Oh, come on. Shut up, you idiot. Yeah, I'm well aware it matches the curtains. What? You thought I'd be neon or glowing like my horns? Fine. Okay. No more talking smack. Just enjoying my guy's mouth on my cunt. Fuck. Yeah. That's it. Just tease. Tease my clit like. Okay, never mind. You know full well what you're doing. Fuck. More. Fuck. Just let me grab you by your hair. Bury your face in there. Eat me out like it's your last meal. Give me that tongue I've been craving all these damn years. That's it. Get right in there. Fuck. Lick your own knees on smoldering hot pussy, you little pervert. Oh, fuck. Oh. Fine, alright, sorry. No weird weep speak jokes. I couldn't help myself. You look so cute between my thighs. Oh, fuck. That felt so good though. Nibble on my clit again, please. Come on. You can add a finger. Yeah? And just, you know, press up there. Yeah. Fuck. God damn it. Yeah. You know damn well what you're doing. Fuck. You're really going to town on my soul patch there, huh? Isn't that cute? You know, most guys I'd expect would want a girl to be all porn star smooth, but this certainly isn't bad. Oh, we're calling it floof now, huh? For fuck's sakes. You're so adorably damn stupid. Adorably stupid and mine. Got ya. Oh, just because I love you doesn't mean I'm gonna be all demure. I am still an oni. Right. Now, after waiting so long, I want what's mine. And with all the sake we've drank, my inhibitions are a bit non-existent. Let's get the suit off of you. Well. I guess your horn didn't glow, but it certainly grew since then. You have a nice looking cock. Now, don't mind me if I just sit right on top of you. And just slide back and forth. Fuck. Just gonna rub this nice looking guy right along my pussy. No way, you're spreading my lips already. Feels good. No. No touching. And I'm holding those hands of yours down. There we go. Gotta get you good and ready and all slick for me. Oh, damn it. You're making me soaked. What's with that smile on your face? Looks like you're enjoying yourself quite a lot there. Is feeling how hot I am for you making your cock that much more eager? Or is it just the sake in your system? I wonder. You're sliding your dick so intensely along my pussy. You want to fuck an Oni that bad? I'll wait no longer, cause fuck, I need you bad. Alright, and wait, go. Fuck, just give me a minute. Nah, don't. Let me just enjoy this moment. Move your damn hips, you dick. Ah, fuck. You know, you look so cute there under me, with your face all flush. Need and booze and lust. Oh, more. I hope you're enjoying that tight. I'm squeezing you, love. Now, I need you to buck into me. Cause you're mine, and I'll fucking take what's mine too. You are going to come inside of me. I don't care. I don't care whether or not it's safe. So much. Sorry, Onisake. Tends to have that effect on humans. Kinda forgot that in the moment. I don't regret it though, and it doesn't seem like you do either. Your wrist okay? Kinda hard to find that whole dominating instinct once things get going, you know? Hey, please stop. Pushing into me. Just, hey, here. Just let me rub your. embarrassed for you. Stop it. Stop the pushing. See? Better. Hope they're not too sore. Oh, how about I just... get rid of these bindings on my tits. Oh. Look at that happy face. Here, think crying these will make your hands feel better. Please keep going. Getting filled up. And my tits massaged. Bliss personified. yeah, right there, hon. Suck at my nipples now, are you? I doubt there's some more sake in them. Doesn't mean you can't try. Oh! Getting aggressive now, are we? I guess the sake is making you hungry for more, eh? Well, you know what? Go right ahead, babe. Fuck me. Take me as many times as you want. I promise you, I'm yours. Holy and only yours. Fuck. Just, fine, throw my legs up. Just mating press me, whatever. I don't. Fuck. Fuck. That's just. Yeah. Harder. 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 Come on. 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 Fuck. God. Yeah. That's it. Squeeze my tits and just pound. Just rub it into me, please. Give me everything. Fuck. Fuck. Don't you fucking stop. Oh, fuck. You're throbbing so much again. I'm gonna stop. You fucking me like that. I want to be sore. Deeper. Harder. 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 Come with me again, love. I'll hold you with my thighs. Just go as deep as you can and come with me. Please, please. Mine, 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 mine. Oh. Fuck. Fucking hell. God damn those. Oh, good. Fuck. Yeah, there you are. There you are. Just lay down. You poor sweet thing. Oh, that was good. Ew, you're all wet and sticky and your hair is messy. Hold on, just let me. Guess I can claim you as mine now, huh? You know, I know it won't bring him back, but I think Uncle would be happy knowing this happened between us. Actually, I bet if he was still around, he'd have walked in and just said, "About damn time, sport!" Gave you that thumbs up. Listen. I promise I'm not going to leave you. I swear, hon. You're not dreaming. I'll be right here when you wake up in the morning. Tomorrow. And every day after that. You were never alone. And you won't be alone anymore from now on. I love you so much. We'll get through this together. I promise.